At the Vespers today, the Church prays, The Lord hath sent his angel, and hath extinguished the fire, and in the midst of the flame I am not burned. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. We interrupt our regular summer Monday evening activities, this August the 10th, in order to keep a feast day of one of the great saints, indeed one of the patron saints, along with Saints Peter and Paul, of the Roman Church. He is also the patron saint of catechumens, those who are studying for baptism and who each Lent are presented to Mother Church in the person of this great deacon. He is also the patron saint of good eyesight, of poor people in need of help, of librarians and sacristans, amongst other good causes. Yesterday, we observed, in effect, the 70th anniversary of a wonderful miracle, which surely was worked by Our Lady, that those four young men, priests, missionaries in Japan, walked in the midst of the furnace and were not burned. Today's feast has, amongst its wonderful miracles, a very similar story, not 1945, but 298 A.D., not Japan, but Rome, saw the great deacon Lawrence, as we chant at the Vespers, right in the middle of the furnace and of the flames, and he was not burned. That is to say that he did die by being burned to death, but he didn't feel the pressure or the pain of the flames. Indeed, he told one of his executioners, "Your hot coals are like refreshing coolness for me." Our Lord sometimes works these miracles, you know, for martyrs, because we wonder, how on earth could they have borne such torment? Imagine being slowly grilled or barbecued to death, how that must have hurt. That's the reason, by the way, that St. Lawrence is also patron saint of cooks. How could he have borne it? And yet, our Lord often, by a combination of natural help and supernatural help, actually either limits or takes away entirely the pain of the suffering of the martyr. And so he receives, in exchange for his goodwill and his willingness to suffer, you might say, all of the glory and little or nothing of the pain. But in any case, he is a wonderful, continual example to us about how the Lord does send his angel. And if we do our part, if we mind our business, which is our Lord's business, then he takes care of the rest. The Mass that we're singing tonight is the Mass of the Dedication. Again, a dedication Mass. And the beautiful words of the beautiful introit resound in our ears as we approach the altar. Confessio et pulchritudo in conspectu eius. Praise and beauty are in his sight. They say that these words spontaneously came to the lips of the early Christians of Rome, the Catholics of the 4th century, when his basilica was built and dedicated, at seeing the marble and the beautiful mosaic work over the altar with Christ in glory and then St. Lawrence depicted there. Do you remember the basic lines of the story of St. Lawrence? How he was the deacon of Pope St. Sixtus, whose feast we just had on Saturday, and St. Sixtus was arrested first. The Emperor Valerian had passed a law that all deacons, priests, and bishops should be put to death and all the possessions of the church confiscated, particularly the sacred books and the sacred articles, the chalice and so forth, the vessels to be used for Mass. Well, St. Lawrence is going out to assist the Pope, who's going to offer Mass in the catacombs, and he sees St. Sixtus being led away to martyrdom. And he says to him very beautifully and poetically in the office, he says, "Where are you going, Father, without your son? Where are you going, O priest, without your server? You never were accustomed to offer Mass all by yourself." And then St. Sixtus says, I'm going now for my martyrdom, but a greater combat remains for you. And that our Lord would give him help and grace. And indeed, it is a glorious one. So he's arrested, and because he's in charge of the work of a deacon, which is taking care of the poor and feeding them and so forth, why, he is told by the prefect of Rome, who is a greedy man and wants to get his hands on the goods of the church. He says, well, you must give me all of the goods of the church. And he thinks to himself, pagan does, how rich he'll be by taking his fair share before he hands the rest over to the government. And much to his surprise, St. Lawrence says, give me 3 days and I'll gather up for you all of the treasures of the church. And the pagan prefect more than willingly agrees to the bargain. And in 3 days' time, at the agreed upon meeting place, St. Lawrence dramatically flings open the gates of a certain palace. And then in the courtyard are gathered together all the widows and the orphans and the sick people and the poor of the church of his time, whom the church had been taking care of. And in the meantime, he had taken as much of the church's treasure as he could and made it liquid, and then distributed that gold in alms to all of the poor. That's essentially the story. And because the prefect was so angry, he devised this very cruel form of torment. And they say, traditionally, this is yet another way of seeing the beauty and the depth of Catholic culture, they say traditionally that even heaven itself wept at seeing Lawrence so cruelly tortured over the flame, slowly roasted to death. And that's why we have the Perseid meteorites at this season of the year. So if you go out, you see, not tonight, but probably more tomorrow night, I'm not recommending that anyone should stay up so late by any means, but if you were to be outside, say, for one reason or another, at about midnight tomorrow night, and it's a clear night, you would be able to see the little meteorites falling down. And our fathers in the faith used to call those shooting or falling stars St. Lawrence tears, for the tears and the sweat that he shed over the fire. A wonderful story and a wonderful example for a wonderful saint. God bless you for solemnizing this feast day with us this rainy evening. Had it rained this hard, St. Lawrence would never have been a martyr, at least not on this day. But God hides and disposes everything in his divine providence. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.